I'm Jenny. I would like to read you a story about an answer to prayer and a blessing. This is the mystery of license plate OL710050. James Long was a student call porter. And for those of you that don't know, a call porter is usually a young person that is selling Christian books. He stepped up beside his old blue Ford. His head ached, his feet ached, and nothing looked more inviting on that warm autumn day in 1930 than the front seat of his battered car. As he walked around the car to unlock the door, James noticed that his rear license plate was loose. He stopped to straighten it, noting that the license plate number OL710050. Once he was inside the car, the number kept flashing before him. OL710050. OL710050. What's wrong with me? James wondered. Did I get too much sun today or what? He tried to stop thinking about it as he drove along, but the woods seemed to be plastered with license plates. When he finally arrived in Garden City, Kansas, a half hour later, the sun was beginning to set. James stopped the old Ford in front of his house and he got out. I needed something to wake me up and to drive those crazy license plates from my head, he told himself. Then I'll go back and start knocking on doors again. After fixing himself a lemonade, James settled back in an easy chair to enjoy the cool and refreshing drink. He laid his aching head back against the soft upholstery and closed his tired eyes. I'll rest for just a moment, he thought. About an hour later, James woke up with a start and gazed at his watch. It's almost 7:00. He gasped, leaping to his feet. I have to get back to work. The evening is the best time to canvass, and by the time I get back to my territory, it will be almost too late to make any calls. He felt for his keys in his pockets and murmured, "Where are my car keys? Did I put them down somewhere?" He looked all around, but he couldn't find them. I must have left them in the car, he thought. He hurried out the back door to look, but the street in front of the house was empty. James rubbed his eyes and looked again, but the car was not there. He turned this way and that, not knowing which way to go or just where to begin to get his car back. Then once again, the number OL710050 flashed before his eyes. Of course he could call the police and report the theft and the license number. But first, James bowed his head and he thanked the Lord for drilling the number into his mind all afternoon. He asked God to keep his car from any accidents and to help him find it soon. Then he hurried back into the house and he phoned the police station. When the officers arrived, they asked James a number of questions. Then they took him to the police headquarters, where busy radios had already alerted every police car in the area regarding the theft and the license number of the car. James sat in the corner of the police station, his head in his hands. He prayed silently for his car, for the expensive new books that he had stored in it, and for God's guidance. Then the radio reported that the car had been found and that two young men had been taken into custody. The officer ordered a wrecker to be sent to tow the stolen car in. James' relief that the car had been found was spoiled by anxiety over what had happened that made it necessary to tow his car. But he thanked God for a partial answer to his prayer, and he tried to be content. 2 hours later, when the old Ford had been towed to the police station, James sat and he listened to the questioning of the two young thieves. They had seen the car with the keys in the ignition, and they decided to take it. Everything was okay for about an hour, they said, and then all of a sudden, the car just stopped, and they couldn't get it to start. While they were working on the engine, a patrol car had pulled up behind them. "Officer, may I ask them a question?" James asked. "Sure, go ahead," the police chief replied. James looked at the two young men who had stolen his car, and he asked, "What time was it when the car started giving you trouble?" They told him it was about 5 minutes after 7, one of them answered. "I know because Bud here asked me what time it was and I looked at my watch." "Any other questions?" the officer asked. "No, sir," James replied, "but may I go out and see if my car will start?" "Sure," said the policeman, tossing the key to him, "but it's deader than a doornail. I made these fellows try it several times because I didn't want to bother with a tow truck." The country sheriff walked out to the car with James and watched as he slid under the wheel. As soon as James pushed on the starter, the motor immediately burst into life. The sheriff whistled. "Now, how do you account for that? I know the car wouldn't run. I saw these kids try to start it. What's your formula?" When James told the policeman how at 5 minutes after 7, he had prayed that God would get his car back to him, and that 5 minutes after 7, the car had stalled. "That's my formula, sir," said James solemnly. "God answered my prayer." "Well, I never," said the sheriff. He turned quickly and blew his nose. Yes, even policemen can be moved to tears when they see how God works for his children. Blessings to you all.